And good Tuesday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we have a great, awesome show for you this morning. 9 out of 10 doctors approved this show. Don't know what the other one is, what his problem is, or her. But we got Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and Manhattan City Manager Ron Beer in studio with us. We got a City Commission meeting tonight. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
How are we all doing?
We're doing good.
It's spring.
It is spring, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is full force.
Came.
Finally. Finally.
Oh, we've been waiting.
We have. We've been waiting too long.
Yeah.
Way too long. But everything's green now. Everything's growing. I'm sure the city crews, city mowers have probably been pretty busy lately.
They've been hard at it. Yep.
That grass is growing quick.
It is, finally.
And especially with all the rain we're getting and moisture we're getting, it's going to grow right back. It's my dad's favorite time of year. My dad loves mowing.
Yeah.
Loves mowing. He got a new mower a few years ago. And my dad's like Hank Hill off King of the Hill, if you're familiar with that
yes,
cartoon
absolutely.
Show. He's exactly like Hank Hill in almost every way. It's awesome. Anyway, we do got a city commission meeting tonight, and a pretty decent agenda, quite a few things to talk about. There's a lot of parking topics to go over tonight with Aggieville. I think that's some of the things we previewed in our morning newscast, but that's not the first thing on the general agenda.
It's not.
It's not.
So the first step to bat on the general agenda is to consider a new Flint Hills area transit agency interlocal agreement and to cancel the old one. And so this is the region and receives several different sources of funds from the Federal Transit Administration, wing of the federal government that deals with various transit services. And our transit service provider in the area is ATA, Area Transportation Agency of the Flint Hills. And this specific agreement is dealing with what we call our urbanized area. And so we currently have a board. It's called the Flint Hills Area Transit Agency, or FURTA, is what it's
regional.
Kind of. It's a regional board that's made up of representatives from the local community, as well as Pottawatomie, Riley, Geary, Junction City, and Fort Riley. And we're going to restructure it. These urbanized funds really deal with the city of Manhattan proper. It does get into the Blue Township area a little bit, but it's primarily primarily within the city limits and the city urbanized area. And so that's where the bulk of the funds come to provide the fixed route and demand response services that ATA provides for the community. And so what we're doing is these services have in the past have been managed by the Flint Hills Regional Council, and they're they've had a staff member on board that has been dealing with that. That person has resigned, and they've just kind of relooked at things and decided that maybe they're not the best group to be able to provide those services, especially for these urbanized funds. And so ATA, who provides those services, has staff available and willing to meet the requirements of the circumstances that they created. So in order for them to be able to assume that role, the governing bodies have to create a new interlocal agreement. We had a previous interlocal agreement, again, that's being rescinded. And this new interlocal agreement will only have the city of Manhattan, a Riley County representative, a Pottawatomie County representative, and actually two representatives from K-State. There are representatives of K-State on the current board as well. And so it's a smaller board governing body that will be a component within the Flint Hills ATA and allow them to receive the funds directly. So in most circumstances where you have a urban transit system, in most cases you'd have a city that might receive those funds because the city's operating a transit program or contracting with a transit provider. And that's essentially what we're doing, although we're not the only entity that's paying for that contracted service. And the Flint Hills ATA, Area Transit Agency, does an excellent job of providing services in the community and has some great facilities out there at the Riley County Shops. And so that's the plan, is to reorganize the entity so that ATA can receive those funds directly.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Peer, who you just heard speaking, and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Just want to remind folks, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And Mayor, looking at this, just seems like just a continued evolution, if you will, exactly. of the ATA.
I think we're just tinkering with it, but this is one of the first times that we have an opportunity to slim down some bureaucracy. And so that's what we're doing. It's we're just changing, tinkering with it a bit. And the K-State representation will be one from the administration and one from the students. So that represents the two that K-State has. And they fund a significant part of the fixed route system. So
of the local match for it.
Yeah, of the local match. That's right. True. But it's still, it takes all of us to make our ATA bus system function. And so whether it's the city or the K-State or all of us, and we come together to make it work.
Any big financial impact as far as this small change, if the commission approves it, of course?
No, not really. So when the regional council administered the program, their staff person that they employed provided part of the local match, that kind of, it's an in-kind match for that service, and so ATA has a similar type staff person that will meet that requirement. So it's just under $1 million annually of the urbanized funds that come to the area to help fund these urban transit services. And locally, the match for that, I think, Mayor, help me out, I think it's about $60,000, I think, in that neighborhood. And like, as you said, K-State provides about two-thirds of that, I believe.
And we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on in focus.
Thanks to the rain, Mayor, and City Manager. Also, Mayor, being the only one that's agreed with me for eons, I know your meeting last week was real, real busy, and you failed to mention about the picking up one piece of trash, waving, smiling, and finding a flower. I think maybe this week could be a little more calm, and we could work on that.
Thank you very much. That's a good reminder.
Well, I just want to remind you, I know you're busy, and I know you a steel trap mind, but you're very busy.
Well, you know, I used to walk a lot, and I would pick up trash. I have this little story that I was walking along, and I saw a piece of trash, and I thought, oh, I ought to pick that up. If God wanted me to pick up trash, he'd give me a sack. Well, I went about 25 more feet, and by golly, there was a sack. So I knew that was the message I had to pick up trash from then on. So I do. I pick up trash and, you know, the cans that you find. Karen McCullough was the queen of picking up soda cans, and along her routes, she walks a lot. And I have a vision, and I don't know how realistic it is, but it's one that people before me have had and vocal and given voice to, and that is that someday I'd like to have some kind of a purple flower in the median on the way to south of town to I-70. And I don't know, I'd like it to be something that is adaptable to, you know, to Kansas's climate, a native plant, and that we don't have to mow or tend to. I just think it would be so colorful. And so it's not my idea, but I really like it.
Great idea, but let me tell you something about picking up trash. I walked across the street in another town close to here 2 weeks ago. There was a dollar bill laying right in the middle of the street. I went across the street, made a purchase, walked at an angle to the left, and there was another dollar bill laying in the street. So people ought to start around looking for dollars.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Good for you. Well,
I want to say something tonight, and this was a little reminder. Thank you very much. You're doing a great, great job.
Well, I think it behooves all of us, wherever we find trash, to pick it up and try to, you know, each time we do something like that, we make a difference in our community. And so all of us have to buy in. And that's something we can do easily.
You know what? Let's go ahead and end this segment on that. That's a good thing to end on. Pick up trash. Let's clean things up
clean
a little
things
bit.
Up.
More in focus coming up after the break.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Over the past 10 years, we at Ready Systems have been providing technology solutions for homeowners and businesses all around Kansas. People shared with us that they choose us because every team member at Ready Systems takes great pride in delivering the best experience every step of the way. Sales, scheduling, project management, and service will always be here with a helping hand from the moment you reach out to us. Whether it be for your home or business, know that partnering with the team at Ready Systems will provide you the best experience in Kansas, because Ready cares.